Welcome back in, everybody, to another episode of The Grump Bus. I'm your host, of course, Truman Steen, live, twitch.tv/steammachine, or, you know, also on twitter.com/steammachine. I'm joined by, as always, three guests. I'm the host. I have three guests. Welcome in, guys. We'll start at the top left. Recurring friend of the show, Brayden. Brayden, how are you doing?
Oh, pretty good.
Hanging in there. We'll go over to our top right, Chase.
Hello.
Home run Chase on Twitch. And
home run Chase. Chase on the case. My two biggest usernames.
Nice.
Dreading agreeing to the show already.
That's what GrubBuds is about, is making people regret coming on. And of course, in the bottom left, Owen, Domination 7 Dom. Owen, how are you doing?
Hey guys, how's it going? Glad to be back.
You know, so we're starting off, the Super Bowl is on Sunday. So the theme on the channel this week is that we're doing a Super Week. I guess it's around the big game, guys. We're advertising around the big game.
That's so right. You got to be careful.
Full disclosure, we have three episodes of GrubBuds coming out this week. One on Monday, one on Wednesday, one on Friday. Monday is wings, Wednesday is dips, Friday is beer. All things perfect for your Super Bowl party. And for the wings, we had logistics issues. So we were going to do like a really nice episode where we all tried each other's favorite wing sauces and was going to be like, wow, this is all fantastic. But instead, I decided that was too easy. And it would have cost, you know, a little too much money. Wings aren't the cheapest thing in the world. So what we did instead was I posted a poll on my Twitter asking people to vote on the weirdest wing flavor for us to try. I think I had smoked adobo. Sure.
Adobo.
Yeah. Smoked adobo. For sure. Orange chicken was a flavor that we could have done for wings, which would have been odd. One was the last one was like
Thai curry, which is a wing flavor from B-Dubs that I have had.
Is it good?
During that spree.
Is it good?
It's a flavor. I'll give it that.
I could have just asked for the best flavor, Truman.
No. Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
It was better than Blazin'. How about that?
Well, I can tell you that Caribbean Jerk is the worst flavor of wing.
I had that one as well.
What?
It's literally like they take your wing, they coat it in butter, and then they just like, hey man, you want to toss me that jar of cinnamon over there? And the dude goes, sure, dude. And you just go, and you're basically just like spooning cinnamon in your mouth. It's terrible.
There's a lot of people that enjoy the Caribbean Jerk, but
yeah, maybe mine just sucked ass.
We need that live visual reaction from Brayden, correct?
Yeah. So the flavor that we decided on that got voted the most was spicy jalapeno pineapple. Before the show, Chase told us that he does not like jalapenos or pineapple. Very fun to have him on for this episode. We've messed with him a lot so far. And I've opened the box. Owen's opened the box. Chase opened the box. When I opened the box, I was shocked by how this looked. I did not think that this was how wings could possibly look. And so, Brayden, this won't be good for the Spotify listeners, but for the Twitch viewers, just give us your first reaction upon opening that box. Open that box for the first time. Give us a look.
Yeah, it looks like flatbread.
Yeah, I don't... Here's what the wings look like. The wings are a brick.
I thought you just meant they were covered in stuff. No, they're...
I can't quite get
up in one piece.
You can almost...
Get close.
Yeah.
It's like almost pizza-like consistency.
Yeah. And I think we all agreed, like, in the car, it smelt hot. Like, literally, I got it delivered.
And
when I walked in with it in my house, I was like, oh, in my apartment, I was like, oh my God.
So, Truman, I have an ex-Domino's employee on my chat.
Yes.
That wants everybody to know that these are actually specialty and not wings. Technically.
Interesting.
Yeah, it is. They were under the specialty chicken.
Yeah, they're under the chicken
they
category,
are
not a wing
specialty
category.
Not actually a wing. And this is Sean, by the way, and he says that the buffalo ones are better.
I could imagine.
I'm sure everything
is better than what we're about to eat. But
I just hope it isn't too bad.
All right, boys.
I think it looks good. I personally think it looks good.
I want to point out something. Truman, yes. I just saw a flash of metal show up on your screen that I would prefer.
All right.
Since it is a wing.
All right. Fair enough.
And you're in the Super Bowl spirit.
No force.
You just got to get in there.
I did get paper cuts at work today. That'll feel awesome to get pineapple, jalapeno, spicy chicken.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you'll have that. You'll have... like that spicy and that.
Oh, I got a good bite right here with a nice jalapeno. Yeah,
I don't know if this is just me, but there's almost nothing on the wings themselves. It's all almost underneath them.
I'm making almost like a
see mine
like
is
an hors d'oeuvre right here.
It's like a chip of cheese. I don't.
Are we going for it? Are we?
Let's go for it.
Okay. I'm making an hors d'oeuvre right here. I'll show the camera. You got the wing. You got a jalapeno on top, and you got the pineapple on top of it. Again. My mom loves jalapenos. My dad and sister love pineapple. I hate them both. Yeah. So.
Oh, right. I see some exposed seeds on that jalapeno. All
right, here we go.
I actually quite like that.
What I will say... I don't dislike it as much as I thought I would dislike it.
I think it's quite good. I like jalapeno and pineapple as a combination already. And I've already had a Domino's chicken popper before, which is what these are based off of.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's not bad. This is definitely getting into craveable territory.
How's it going there, Chase?
That heat's starting to hit?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The heat is getting?
Yeah. I'm just
I
want to hold this up.
I ate a whole jalapeno with that.
I mean, it's just it's so bad looking that the taste could only be better because of how bad it looks.
It's like a flatbread.
Yeah.
Yo, I didn't think it looked that bad. I just think that you guys were complaining about something. I don't think it looked that bad. I mean,
it just doesn't look like chicken or wings. You can tell me this was anything. You can say this is smothered garlic knots, and I go, sure it is.
Never had those.
Right.
See, I think the problem going into this is, we thought this was wings, not specialty chicken popper, which is what it is.
Right. Sure. All right. So that's the first opinions on it.
Second bite was a little better.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let's get into some weird news. And as tradition, we won't make Chase go first because he doesn't know totally what's going on. So how about this? I'll go first. Because this is a classic story. This is an older story that you maybe have heard of before. But have any of you ever heard of Fritz Peterson or Mike Kekik before?
I have not. Full disclosure, have not.
No, neither of you. Oh, and sorry. And because this is the Super Bowl week, everything's
the big game week.
Instead of weird news, we're doing sports weird news during this week and other things later on. But so neither of you guys ever heard of those guys.
I think the big game is in 2 weeks, the day after Valentine's Day, when everyone's fighting to get that candy. That's the big game because you got to hurry. You got to hustle.
That's true. But, okay, see, neither of you guys ever heard of those Yankees pitchers. If I told you they're Yankees pitchers, what do you guys think they're famous for? Great players.
Cheating. Yankees pitchers? Cheating? Probably one of their 20,000 World Series rings.
Cheating's ironic. World Series? Yeah, sure, for sure. What'd you say, Braden?
Doping. Cheating.
Doping? Interesting. Now, what if I told you guys that actually what these guys are famous for is that you guys ever heard of the show Wife Swap?
Yep.
Oh,
I've seen a couple of YouTube episodes.
What?
These two pitchers didn't just switch wives, they switched families. It was a husband swap. This was in the mid-70s. These two players switched entire families. They were close buddies. So basically they had like a friendship. They like hung out one night and they just fell in love with each other's wives or something. And you know, who might have blamed me? But so they both families lived in New Jersey. They've been friends since 1969. They switched in 1970. I want to say two. Yes. Yes, they switched in the summer of 1972. And it didn't become public until 1973. But basically, I mean, it's really, you know, at the end of the day, besides it being weird that you switched entire families, literally the kids, the wife, and the dog got to stay, and then they just switched husbands. That was the only things that they swapped. They didn't even swap pets. But I mean,
now I do wanna
What were you saying?
Braden, did either have kids?
I was just wondering, because I did see this story and I didn't see if they had kids.
Yeah, they had kids.
Now, I do want to preface for anyone unfamiliar with the show Wife Swap, or Spouse Swap, or whatever you want to go with for the story. Mm-hmm. The people don't know each other. Lesser, they don't work together.
Right. Right. So this is not quite Wife Swap. This is, I guess, a little better, per se.
Yeah, and it's a short duration.
Wait, yeah, Truman, is this a permanent swap? Did they permanently swap families?
Yeah. No, yeah.
One of the couples is still married.
So, yeah, one of the couples. So, as I feel like a lot of these things work out, one of the couples stayed together for, like, a few years. They never got married. They ended up breaking up. Whatever. The other couple is still married to this day.
That is sketch, bro. That means some dude went over to his homie's house, said, damn, his wife is fine, and then infiltrated his way in and said, yo, hey, bro, you want to swap? And the dude was like, yeah, the old lady's giving me fits.
Yeah, but the other guy, you can't even be like, wow, that's so sketch of that dude, because the other guy's like, yeah, fuck it, why not, dude? I don't care. you know? So you can't be mad about it. We can't complain. All he did was just...
Is the other dude that divorced the guy, Truman, is he married now to somebody else?
That's a good question.
Or is he single?
I don't believe it's mentioned in this article. But, let's see, hold on. Yeah, so they each had kids.
With the other wife?
Yes.
Yeah, like, I never saw that before.
Wait, wow. So they had half children and new children.
Yes.
That are fully theirs.
One had two daughters, one had two sons.
No, Owen, he's saying that each guy already had kids when they swapped.
Yeah, two daughters, two sons.
Oh, okay. Did they have more kids afterwards?
Probably.
So weird, man.
But...
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's going to be a tough explanation.
Yeah.
When I was doing the research, I saw that one, but the heading was just taking swinging to a whole new level.
That's a great title for a baseball player.
What a wacky story.
Thank you. What a weird story. Very nice.
You know, that's a great story to have since it's 13 days until Valentine's Day. Just that brief, that touch of love.
You know, if you ever hit a rough spot, you know, in your marriage, just look to your homie's marriage, see if they're also in a rough spot, and then maybe you can both get over it together. Truman, love, as they say, you know, finds a way. So
that's a really great call to the bullpen, if I've ever heard one.
All right. Take streak out of full juice bottle. I like it. That's the great. Just drop a punchline. Drink a full swig out of the big juice bottle. I love it. I've stumbled upon this story before, and it just felt like perfect for this. the kickoff the super week. Wife swapping between baseball players.
And if anyone was thinking they'd be only football stories, yeah, nah.
I don't think there's a single football story to start off.
I don't think so either. I went with my sweet spot.
Fair enough. All right.
I have no sports sweet spots.
Well, Brayden, just because you said that, I'm going to make you go next. Let's move on.
Right now?
Yes, let's move on to your story for the second our second trip around for weird news.
Are you pulling it up, or would you like...
I can pull it up. Yeah, I mean.
Okay. That jalapeno is still...
So, have any of you ever heard of name Doc Ellis?
I feel like I actually have. I feel like I have.
So you may have heard of him. I believe it's a Chris Ferguson comedian has a sketch on this very thing. Mm. So in, let's see, 1970, Doc Ellis pitched a no-hitter on LSD.
All right. And how That's do you, incredible.
How There's do you thousands up- of people that can't do a no-hitter so, regularly.
Millions.
Yeah. So, a little backstory to this. He flew in, and it was going to be a home series, and he had an off day, so he asked the coach or coordinator, whoever he needed to, if he could go home, and they said, yeah. So at the airport, he took a tab of acid, knowing it would hit right about when he got home. So he went to a friend's girlfriend's house, who apparently his friend was not home, but she asked what he was doing, and he was high as a kite. So he just
swapped wives,
decided to hang out there since he had an off day the next day.
He heard about that story Truman read. Yeah. He's like, mm-hmm.
He tried but failed. But then apparently he woke up what he thought was the next day to her shaking him awake and saying, hey, you better go. He said, what are you talking about? It's an off day. She said, no, you're pitching today. And so he had lost an entire day and had just woken up and taken more acid thinking it was the off day.
He took more acid?
Yes, he took more
acid. Oh, gosh.
Yes, so then, thinking, what the fuck, he's the starting pitcher, gets to the field, and apparently at that time, it was pretty regular for someone in the stands right above their dugout to lean over the rail with some drug I hadn't heard of. So he went and took some of that before the game to try and counteract the LSD or something. This article.
Brayden, you cut out right before. What drug was it that he took to counteract the LSD?
I can't remember what it was called. It was some stimulant I hadn't heard of. But he took some of that, went out to pitch, started pitching. He couldn't see the batters, could only tell if they were on the right or left side of the plate. His catcher, so that he could see the signals, put different numbers of rings of tape around his fingers that was brightly colored so he could tell what the signal was.
Catcher's smart.
And then pitched this no-hitter. He said he hit some people, but they never hit the ball, so it was a no-hitter. And one funny thing was, as the whole game was going, he said both teams knew he was high as a kite, but didn't know what he was high on. And there was a rookie second baseman behind him every two innings that kept saying, hey, you've got a no-no going, which apparently in baseball, since they're so superstitious, was a big no-no.
That's a big no-no, yeah.
So, yeah, this is just a crazy story. But he got a no-hitter out of it. And then apparently celebrated with more acid.
He nailed the first three hitters out of five, by the way.
And then he struck out the side?
Wait. No, sorry. That was later on in his career. This man just decided to pick violence. I was reading the article.
Imagine being the batter. Your batting coach comes up to you like, hey man, this Ellis guy, yeah, he's high on acid. He only knows barely where you are. What's your game plan? What's your game plan at the plate?
That's a psych out if I've ever heard one.
Apparently most of the he walked eight batters and hit one. It was the first and only no-hitter of his career.
He was in Los Angeles when he woke up, and he had to fly to San Diego.
Yeah.
Not to mention he had to fly. She told him,
you got to get to the airport.
Jesus Christ.
Dude, what was it like living in the 70s, dude? People are just doing cocaine in public. Everyone's like, yeah, okay. You can get through airport security while tripping balls and no one suspects anything?
Yeah, you can probably still get through airport security.
Apparently, a lot of people didn't really know what acid was at the time, he said.
Yeah, that's fair, too.
They were only experimenting on U.S. citizens at that time.
1970s, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he took another hit of acid at noon that day. only to learn 2 hours later that it was.
Oh my god!
That day was the game.
So did he? So he slept through the entirety of his off day. Is that what happened?
Yeah,
and he then lost the next the day drinking and doing drugs.
Okay.
Yeah, he got there 90 minutes before first pitch.
Well, I guess that makes someone in my chat made a good point. It's technically not illegal to be on drugs. It's illegal to have drugs. So as long as he's not, like, assaulting anybody or being a public nuisance, you technically can.
It's also the 70s, so I don't, you know. I also
yeah,
don't...
maybe not now, but I can see in the 70s.
I mean, I think there's the story would get away with it now. I'm just technically.
I think the story is only so funny because nowadays athletes are such fine-tuned, you know, specimens athletes. Of human beings.
Especially,
yeah, right.
Especially baseball players, you know, system routine guys that do the same thing before every game. There are pitchers that don't step on the line. It's bad luck.
Well, no pitcher steps on the line because it's bad luck.
At one point, he didn't. I'm not sure he knew what sport he was playing because he. So one time he dived out of the way of a soft hit ball that was kind of going towards him that then got thrown out at first. Another time he fielded a ball, ran over, tagged the plate at first, and said, I just scored a touchdown.
Imagine getting beat to first base by someone who then exclaims, I got a touchdown. You know how demoralizing that's gotta be? This dude's like looping around. He's probably just like, you know, swinging his arms like a freaking idiot. And he beats you to first.
He doesn't even know where he is. Fucking hit the ball.
He beats you and then he starts singing Shapoopy.
Yeah, I know.
Like right after that.
Dude, that's. Oh, God. That's gotta be. That's... Naruto runs to first base. Exactly, dude.
Naruto would be great.
What in
the
world?
MLB has never released full footage of the game. Only bits and pieces of it exist.
Bastards. Come on. Give us the full game.
Yeah. See, you know if this happened in football, you know, quarterback throws four touchdowns in acid. You know there'd be NFL films. You know they'd be talking about CBS.
30 for 30.
This is just another reason why baseball is so poorly run. That something as incredible as someone high on acid pitching a no-hitter, they've scrubbed it. Idiots.
A no-hitter in general, there's only been like 23, I think. In the history of the MLB, it's not
no-hitters.
It's not a lot.
No, it's not a ton.
We need a league where every team.
I hadn't read the bottom
drug.
Of this article that I, the version I sent you, Truman, where it talks about the other stuff he did in his career.
Yeah, that was the one I was seeing. That's why I was, because one day he was pitching against the Reds four years later, and he's made a mission to plunk every Cincinnati batter in an attempt to intimidate the big red machine. He got five hitters into it, nailed the first three. Threw over the heads of Tony Perez and Johnny Bench before he was pulled. Yeah, I like it.
My hometown.
All right. Well, that was a story for sure.
Sorry. Yeah.
All right, I'm up, right?
I find it. I made it my goal to find something weird.
That was weird. I appreciate it. Owen, yes, you're up.
Yeah, I got weird in a different way. Okay, so... there's this man in Dallas, the Dallas ISD school district, went to Hillcrest High. This was right after Hurricane Harvey, which is how this managed to happen. So a 25-year-old man, officials say, posed as 17 so he could once again take the basketball court as a high school athlete. And he managed to play for 9 months before his arrest. So, basically, after Hurricane Harvey, he said his paperwork got lost in Harvey, and that's why there's no record of him. And the high school was like, yeah, okay. Then it comes out that he was previously a collegiate basketball player at Dallas Christian.
Interesting.
So he played college and then decided to go back down to high school. Because I guess, you know, he wasn't doing too well, wasn't a very good player, whatever. But he actually got voted the District 11-5A Offensive Player of the Year.
It's not the minor leagues. You don't get to get sent back down because you played poorly in college.
How tall is this guy? I don't know. Let's find out how tall he is. I'm not sure how tall he is. He doesn't look that tall. He looks like he's about, like, I don't know, like, you know, 6 foot. He looks like he's average height.
There's some high schoolers that
Okay. So he only got discovered after he played his old high school
Unfortunate.
Yeah, and he plays old high school, and one of the assistant coaches recognized him and said, hey, one of my players that graduated a long time ago is playing for you. And here's where it gets real bad. So when he went back to high school, he had a relationship with a 14-year-old girl. Luckily, the news is reporting that it's not a sexual relationship, thank God, but still weird enough that, yeah, that's jail, homie. So, yeah, originally, so the original story came out in May of 2018, and the receipt of people finding out that he had a 14-year-old girlfriend came out in January of next year.
Right, because
January 2019. So this man survived 2 9-month periods breaking the law for separate things.
Right, because this is a fun 21 Jump Street story until you start dating 14-year-olds.
You're right.
Then you're not cool. Then that's not.
Even 17 and 14 is a.
And here, I'm going to show a picture for my stream. Range. I don't know. 25 and 14. This dude does not look like he could pass very well for high school. I mean, he just looks old.
In the picture where they show him playing basketball, he looks like he fits in. He doesn't look like an adult.
What are you saying, Brayden?
Not high school.
Was I reading that right where it said he enrolled as a freshman?
Well, he said he was 17.
Where does it say that he enrolled as a freshman?
Go down, Truman.
In October, enrolled at Hillcrest High as a freshman.
Holy shit, he a 17-year-old freshman. Dude,
there's so many warning signs. There's so many warning signs.
Dude, he was going to try to do this until he was 29 years old.
He told them he was homeless. So then what happened after he got admitted?
I don't know. He can.
Did they just accept his...
Well, they were just like, okay, so you don't have birth certificates or anything because of the hurricane.
Well, like, did they give him... Did they give him, like, a scholarship? And, like, housing? Like, if you have a star that gets, like, off... Wouldn't you give him a scholarship at that point?
They'll let him live with the coach or whatever, right?
It's just too bizarre. Whoever's running the program is clowns. This is why you gotta properly identify people. This is why they ask for all that identification when you're enrolling in high school. It's so that 25-year-olds don't date 14-year-olds. That's
somebody in chat also pointed out that imagine being a 25-year-old posing as a 17-year-old and playing on a high school team and still only going 11 and 10.
Wait, did he only go 11?
Yeah,
and
he
10?
Only went 11 and 10. He got voted the district.
One player a team doesn't make.
Yeah, but maybe a 25-year-old man a team makes when he's playing 17-year-olds. I don't know. And he played college basketball. Like, he gained more knowledge about the game of basketball since he graduated.
Like, imagine picking...
Why do you think he went back to high school, though? He sucked.
I mean,
Sean in chat says, imagine peaking so hard in high school that you decide to go back.
Yeah, right. I mean, you know, why not? Oh, gosh. Oh, there's a whole section of this that's about the high school girlfriend. I don't know how much I could read into that.
Yeah, basically the mom being like, I'm pissed.
The mom said she never approved of her daughter's relationship and wasn't comfortable with her dating a 17-year-old freshman. Oh, well, boy.
Exactly. Oh, 14 and 17 is a big range.
Just wait. There's more, Mom.
That's behind door number one. Ready to find one
fair,
by door number two?
When he told her that he's 25, she's probably like, wow, I'm much less mad about the 17-year-old thing now. He's like, cool. So that's cool now?
My question is, did he enroll in as a freshman because he couldn't handle the coursework?
He just wanted to ball, man. He just wanted to ball and date 14-year-olds. I mean, he didn't want to go. He's not there.
Can't
to
say
go to
I
school.
Understand why he would.
No,
do that. Can't
no,
say I.
No,
I understand.
Possibly
the thought process
no,
there.
Not at all. That's
disgusting.
I mean, if you're 25 and homeless, at some point, you really like. Right after Hurricane Harvey, you have to go with what seems the most believable story. If he's saying he was a senior, then they would probably be like, oh, you have to transfer from somewhere then. So he probably just went with freshman because that was the best odds he could have getting
in. Yeah, I guess saying you're a freshman you know, from like a poor school district in Dallas, you might be able to get away with that, I guess.
Especially because
I kind of want to know more though. Was he bullied, or did he like bully kids? Like, did he get picked on as a 25-year-old man in high school, as a freshman?
I right, imagine he probably initially got bullied for being a 17-year-old freshman.
Right. Yeah. I think the saddest part of it to think about is that now that somebody's abused the system that way, people won't like continue to like people now. If that happens again with a hurricane, then now they have to watch people more closely and things like that for people to make sure that you're not 25 trying to be 17, you know.
The document's not digital. Yeah.
Well, the worst part about all this thing, is that he wouldn't have been caught if he didn't play his old high school. If he would have been smart and ditched the game against his old high school, like, he would have gotten away with it.
And he's not smart. He's a 17-year-old, 25-year-old freshman in high school dating a 14-year-old. He's not smart. There's something wrong.
Go to a school in a different district.
Now, Brayden, that's really big brain. We can't be doing that.
Yeah.
Well, he probably wanted to get to those schools.
There's not other districts, but
He probably wanted to go near his house so that he didn't have to wake up at like 5:30 a.m. to drive to school. You know.
Do you really?
What are the odds he had a car
going to class? Owen,
how was he paying rent? Where was he living?
He was homeless. That's why I said if he was homeless and they didn't give him a scholarship.
I don't think he was actually homeless. I think he said he was homeless from Hurricane Harvey.
Oh, yeah, okay. That was just what his excuse was.
Yeah, right. He just abused it. Yeah, he wasn't actually homeless. Okay, so in the second photo, he definitely looks like an adult. He's got, like, tattoos and stuff, man.
Yeah, I know. He's got, like, face tats.
Okay, so at some point you go, okay, so he's got tattoos at... He's got a lot of tattoos for a 17-year-old.
I don't know, man. But
I mean, I knew kids in high school that had tattoos, I guess.
And also, none of us live in Texas. Who knows, like, what knows? Some of these smaller, poorer districts, like, are with tats and stuff. Obviously, something wasn't an alert. We can go through everything that looks like it was a trigger, a red flag, and none of them triggered, so.
Yeah, hindsight is 20/20 for sure. But, I mean, because you'd sound crazy if you're like, I think that kid's an adult. Like, everyone's like, shut up, dude. He's like, he's just a, you know, because there's kids that look like adults. Like,
imagine that happening in the stands. Like, parents are like, man, that guy looks like he's really old. And the other parents of the teammates are like, oh, he's just a freshman. He's a great guy, too.
He's 17.
He really talks like an adult. He really acts older. He's mature.
He's
very mature.
The thing is, though, that, like, once you graduate high school and then you go visit your old school, like, even after freshman year of college and you go back to your high school, you're like, man, how did I ever think that any of these kids looked like an adult?
Right. Yeah, that's fair, too.
How did he pass, man? How?
I went to high school with some adult-looking guys.
Yeah.
That still look like adults nowadays.
I had a beard at 17. So.
Right. Right. And somebody said
I could pass as, like, an older 18-year-old. I was 17.
What was his
record? I mean, my school had some people that had been held back at least two times. So,
well, imagine he makes it all 4 years and then gets re-recruited
at 29,
right, to go play college ball.
NBA rookie at 33.
Brandon Whedon looking ass.
Yeah, I know. Jeez. Yeah.
All right. I think that's as much as I want to talk about a 25-year-old.
Yeah, I just remember that. When you said weird sports story, that being on the radio, like, circulation everywhere, and I wanted to rehash that one.
That's incredible.
You didn't have to bring pedophilia into it, Owen.
Incredible. I'm sorry, dude. Chase. Incredible work with the dog. This is
my story.
This is a good...
She was a professional athlete turned dog.
Oh, that's cool. Reverse Air Bud situation, huh?
Yes.
That's cool. That's a nice little cleanse after this story. All right, Chase. You got
my story's a bit of a cleanse. It's less weird and more, I guess you could say, crazy.
Okay.
You never see it. You never see it in today's any sports.
Sure.
So going with the same way everyone was talking, have you ever heard of a guy named Chris Draper?
No.
And changing sports a little bit.
Okay.
So my bread and butter is the NHL. Is hockey, for those that don't know that league title.
Okay.
So back in 1993, there was a trade that happened. It was more of a transaction, I guess you could say.
Okay.
When the Winnipeg Jets traded Chris to the Detroit Red Wings for $1. $1. Not, you know, you talk about them seven figures you can get as a pro athlete. Some are unfortunate to only get six figures.
Right.
This man had a transaction of one figure. So that was the transaction. So it's a story for another time. This was back in 1993. I think I mentioned that.
Sure.
At the time, he said it was kind of just, it's what happened. He felt a little bit upset that he was only really worth a trade of $1 in equivalent. But later he was able to laugh because this is the biggest bang for your buck story you could ever have. He went on to play 17 seasons for the Detroit Red Wings as the opposite end of this $1 trade. And then after he retired... he became a coach for his kids' youth team, and playing some hockey in Canada. After, it's just a wild result from a trade, transaction.
I've got to know. Did he get a contract with the Red Wings? What was his next contract?
They're not here disclosing contract amounts. I can probably get that. I don't know if anyone knows hockey, but. He won four cups with the Red Wings in that duration, which a cup is the version of winning the best for any non-NHLers out there.
Right, the championship.
Yeah. Now I'm not great on the NHL with trophies. It lists here he won the Frank Selke Trophy.
God, the trophies are so random.
Yeah, I'm not great on the trophies still. Yeah. 1,100 games. Fifth on the franchise's career list, behind some big names here. Gordie Howe, Steve Yzerman, Alex Delvecchio, and Nicklas Lidström. Those are some Hall of Famers that were listed right there.
And he's fifth.
Wait, so is he a Hall of Famer?
I'm going to guess not, but he could be. Give me a second here.
God, that would make it.
I mean, four so cups. Amazing. But I guess if you've...
Wait, who traded him again? Who traded him to the Red Wings?
The Winnipeg Jets.
That is such a Jets thing to do.
Absolute
garbage organization trades to another garbage organization. But at the time, you know, in the 90s, that was the Red Wings heyday.
That was when they were really building up their freaking best.
That's a Brett Veach kind of trade. Brett Veach sees somebody on a practice squad somewhere and says, hey, dude, I'll give you $1 for that guy. And the other GM's like,
The Chiefs GM, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, supposedly, that was, like, the minimum you could do. So, that's why it was only $1 and still be considered a trade instead of, like, letting him walk or whatever. He had played four games with the Jets in his season. He was a sixth-round draft pick, if that's what that listed.
That's an incredible story.
Yeah, 62nd pick in the draft.
62nd, at the time, that would have been a third rounder. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, did you say that he won four Stanley Cups?
Four Stanley Cups with the Red Wings. the Frank Selke Trophy is a voted-on trophy by the Professional Hockey Writers Association after the regular season. So, he got voted according pretty much anyone who wanted to write this story because he won... It was the year, they're making it seem like it was the year after they won their first. So the perfect, like, from the bottom to the top story.
Can you imagine being the Jets GM, watch this guy go on to win four cups and, like, be an MVP caliber player?
Son of a bitch. No, that's the biggest fleece that we've ever seen.
If his career would have been, you know, like, only a year or so after the trade, he would have been, like, super pissed about it. But now, I mean, they traded him for $1, and he got to win four Stanley Cups. He probably doesn't care at all.
Nope. And it's saying here it is not saying anything about a Hall of Famer. And I think partly why is because, so we got traded in 93. It says here he didn't have a breakout season until 2003, when he scored 24 goals and 40 points.
So when he was winning those cups, he was kind of just hanging out.
He was just there. He was just there.
He was around. He was
a bench.
He was chirping. He was chirping on the bench for sure. Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, it's still impressive to hang around for 10 years after being traded for a dollar. And then your coach goes, all right, kid, get out there. And you just knock in 24 goals. No big deal.
So
score every what's other the difference? Game.
I thought a goal was a point. What's the difference?
So a goal is 1 point. An assist is 1 point. So typically how they present it is they'll go goals and then points. And it's you to do the math of C minus A is B kind of thing.
Yeah.
They just let you do the math yourself.
Also, there can be three assists on a goal.
Yeah.
Like, I can pass it on to two people can get assists.
It's the last person to touch it before the goal, and that the last person to touch it is the goal scorer. The one before that is the primary assist. The one before that is the secondary assist.
Right.
So let's add a little bit more drama to this trade.
Oh?
In 2006, he was selected to play for Team Canada at the Winter Olympics. So that was
for a salary of a dollar.
Yes, exactly. For a trade of a dollar.
Oh my gosh.
It's just,
that's comeback.
Okay. They got his contracts here. So, or at least his biggest one in 2007, he signed a 3-year, $4.75 million contract extension, earning 1.85 to start, 1.65 the following year, and 1.25 to end the year.
Interesting.
All right. Well,
pretty good for the tens.
Congrats on retiring, bro. You did it.
Yeah. So for anyone that doesn't know about NHL salaries, they're not the big Patrick Mahomes style salaries that you can get. An upper salary for like a top player would be around between 10 to 15 million a year.
Yeah.
That's like the peak
nowadays.
Like nowadays. Yeah. Back then, probably around 10 was mostly your peak.
Right.
Especially with the whole 2003 strike that they had.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
Interesting.
That is a nice little palate cleanser from the from the basketball story. Yeah. I mean, think about it. Instead of buying a McChicken, next time trade for an NHL player. Next time you're about to spend that dollar on some food, you know what? Why don't you just go trade for somebody, huh?
Just get a professional athlete. Buy a
multi-million dollar human being.
Right.
There you go.
Yeah.
Here, Truman, and before we go to the ratings, I just have a quick auxiliary story that someone told me in my chat. Have you ever heard of 10-cent beer night?
Oh, I've heard the horse. I feel like I've heard
this. I've heard them happen.
So 10-cent beer night was Indians versus Rangers in Cleveland.
That's right.
And you got a 12-ounce beer for 10 cents because, you know, and Cleveland just wanted people to come out with a limit of 6 beers per purchase, but with no limit on the number of purchases made during the game. So everyone got so drunk that the game got forfeited and it couldn't be resumed. And right, I just thought that was just incredible. People.
Yeah, it was insane. Oh, and it's Cleveland. So, you know, they're 3 beers away from throwing shit on the field at all times.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, so I just wanted to bring that up because I didn't know if I'd have a chance to talk about that.
The team
don't live in Cleveland.
The team formerly known as the Cleveland Indians.
Formerly, yes.
Getting a new name, Cleveland is. Very interesting.
Probably just because, honestly, the only reason, the main reason they're probably getting a new name is because of their absolutely abhorrent mascot and logo. Holy shit.
What? What? Chief Wahoo? What?
And let's add a great ending to my story.
Okay. All right.
So his son that he was letting him coach in youth is now of age to be drafted. And he was drafted in the 7th round by the Detroit Red Wings in the 2020 draft.
Nice.
It's a nice ending to a great story.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. All right.
For the Red Wings, not so much the Jets.
That's a great little bow to put on it. All right. So, let's get back to the original reason why we're here, boys.
Oh, fuck.
It is time. I got tired of looking at it.
It is time to rate the wings. And you know what? Just because I feel like the top row was the most disappointed. Let's start with you guys. Let's go, Chase. No, wait. No, sorry. Okay. Sorry, wait, no. Okay. We'll go Braden first. Sorry, we'll make you go first. Braden.
Are you going to give us some criteria to go off of here?
Out of 100. You know the criteria.
Just however you want.
Ended up a lot better than I thought based on the smell, and the first bite was awful. Mm-hmm. After that, it got better. I'll give it a 60.
60, okay.
Not something I'm going to get again.
Okay, okay. Not bad. All right. I like it. All right. Chase.
All right. So I'll preface this. I looked at this thing and said, this thing is getting for me a max of 40 just on look alone.
It's awful looking.
And the taste did not like make me take my word away, nor would I ever, because I like my word. The jalapeno, it was a jalapeno. It hurt.
Yeah.
I don't do spice very well at all. I get sweet barbecue when I can and all wings and stuff.
They didn't cut out the seeds. That was the worst part. Why don't you cut out the seeds on those jalapenos?
I don't know how jalapenos are served because I never get them.
You cut out the seeds. The seeds are where all the spice is.
Yeah, this is the difference in between fresh jalapenos and the pickled jalapenos they order for pizza places. Pizza places generally order these pickled jalapenos. They're generally a little bit, the ones at Papa John's are a little bit different, but when they pickle them like this, they shrivel up and they're more dried, and so that they dry up a little bit more when they go on the pizza, and that just makes it hotter.
So I thought dry meant hotter for spices.
So that's just, yeah.
Ugh.
But I will say, so the taste didn't make it me go up.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say I don't think it made me go down. I'll stick to my 40 just all in all.
Really,
I think
nailed it right.
I think what I think $6 is too much for this monstrosity. And just like Brayden, I will never order this thing again. But I can say I did at least. So that justifies the cost.
Sure.
I can say I did.
Yeah.
I'll give it a 40.
I think something we had. What? There's pizza wings at B-Dubs right now. That's what we should have tried. Pizza wings. Apparently they're a certified smacker. Interesting. But it was so I
he can't talk.
The scale that we used that we talked about it at the beginning is that we started off way too high on grading things. Where everything was getting like an 80 or a 90 and stuff. We were like, oh, it's out of 100. We need to use this 100 more. And our buddy Cole, who was on the show last week, pointed out, he said, a 70 should be, I would go back and get it. I would crave this and eat it again. Anything above a 70, and, you know, it increases more. But below a 70, you're not going to go back and get this. So I'll preface this that this has to start below a 70. I'm never getting this again.
Yeah, thank you.
The feel in my stomach is insane. That's
not great.
It's an interesting feeling going on down below. It was cheesy, I think.
Yeah, I didn't expect the cheese.
The burnt cheese on the edge. I was like, where did the cheese come from? I didn't get cheesy. It was cheesy, spicy, sweet chicken.
Yeah, because they put mango habanero sauce on.
Yeah, that was like a goop that they threw on there. Yeah,
I didn't taste the cheese or the pineapple, if we're being honest. I had the mango sauce it. And the jalapeno.
You had to find the pineapple. It was like small pineapple pieces.
I could have used a bit
pieces.
More pineapple.
Yeah, I had to
force the pineapple in my bite.
I wish it would have been like the pineapple rings instead of like the pizza pineapple. I think if you go pineapple rings, I think it would have been better. All that being said, I didn't not enjoy it. I think once you mixed in a little ranch, it was really a really nice spice. But also a weird thing to be dipping fruit in ranch at the same time. And again, probably not helping my stomach feel right now, but the ranch must go on, as we say in the Midwest. So
no, we don't.
nobody says that. Shut up. You lied. Nobody said that.
They hated Truman because he told them the truth.
All right. So it's got to be below 70. I wouldn't put it below a 50. Braden already said 60. I'm going to go 57. I'll give it a 57.
God damn it. Don't go below me. I don't want to.
Wait. What Super Bowl is this?
Don't worry, Braden. You won't be giving it the highest.
Oh, Super Bowl 55. Perfect. 55. Perfect grade.
Also, okay, so before I start, I'd like to say, Truman, once again, Sean in my chat has said to try the buffalo ones. They're actually, they have feta cheese on them, and they're actually pretty good.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of times, buffalo wings get, like, blue cheese crumbles, and I don't like that. I hate that a lot of buffalo things ruin it with blue cheese, so feta cheese might be a nice little mix-up.
So, but that being said, I like spicy things.
I like spicy things.
I love jalapeno pineapple combo. The mango habanero did take it down for me, but this is craveable for me. I would eat this again. So it's going to get above a 70. But it's not going to get that much higher above a 70. It is going to get a 73 for me.
Okay.
It's going to be above the Hardee's from last week, actually.
Wow.
So, yeah, I'm just going to get a 74.
No way this is better than the Hardee's than last
week. Hardee's has some wild things on their menu.
We ate the fiery burgers. We've gone back-to-back spicy weeks.
This is a 74 for me. I actually think it was rather good. I'm actually a fan of the hot jalapeno. I like that kind of spice. I could even go a little bit hotter, to be honest. But... yeah, it's gonna give a 74 for me. I don't think it was near as bad as you guys thought. I thought I could do without some of that mango habanero. I think that was kind of the worst flavor in there. But if they made it into like a flatbread,
mm-hmm.
like it actually looks like, and gave it like a crust, ooh, that would be so good. But yeah,
fair enough.
Okay, no mango habanero. What's your score? They don't include that.
No mango habanero? Oh, it's going 80 plus, man. I'm a big fan of that spicy jalapeno, dude.
If you don't have the mango habanero, you could probably pick that thing up in one piece and eat it like a sub.
Yeah, you could.
Honestly.
That's
I don't know. Yeah, maybe it's better.
Way my stomach feels after I eat super spicy stuff like this.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm good with it.
You're supposed to get like endorphins and stuff. It's like adrenaline almost.
Yeah.
Somewhat. When you eat spicy.
Fight or flight.
Well, yeah, when you eat literal poison that plants have been developing for, you know, millions of years, it tends to do that in your stomach.
And pineapple's supposed to also be they had evolution to
Truman, you didn't know that?
No,
the reason that your mouth feels tingly when you eat pineapple is because of the evolution of the pineapple that is acid dissolving your mouth.
Interesting.
So when you eat pineapple, pineapple eats you back.
Not where I thought the fun facts were going. That's why I was like, what are we talking about?
Yeah, it's a
substance. I didn't know what it is. I just know it. I know it. It doesn't. It destroys. That's what it does.
That's because if you heat it up, it doesn't do that because it denatures it.
Yeah. Right. So yeah, pineapple has a toxin that eats you back.
Interesting.
Love chemistry. Oh, this is a chemistry talk right now. All right.
Just for that, we've got to end the podcast. Braden, what was your score again? You were a 50. You were a 60.
I'm going to 50s. 59.
Nope.
I'm going down.
No. That okay. Wait. You can go to 59 if Owen goes to 74. That's fine.
Chase, you're not the highest score.
Chase, you were at a 40, right?
40 flat.
40 flat. Owen.
Yes. The difference of the fail.
Owen had a 74 and I had a 55 for Super Bowl 55.
We're averaging around 55 then.
We averaged a 57. That's why I was like, you can't change it, because at 73 we are perfect even 57, and then you were like 74. I was like, son of a bitch. My brain was like, oh, I'll knock it down. I'll go one down. I was like,
I think you'll have a good Wednesday with the dips. I think the dips will be a higher all in all. This was
the weirdest dip.
Do not order this for your Super Bowl party. That's what I'm here to tell you. I'm here to tell you, do not order this for your Super Bowl party. Nobody will eat this.
This is a you order it for yourself kind of thing. Like, I know that I might order this, but I would never order this for a large group.
That's fair.
There's no way that, because if you order like 80 of these, like, because that was what, 8 of them, I think? I think there was 8 actual pieces of chicken.
There was chicken. That's all I know.
There was 12? Yeah, you got 60 of those. There's no way you find 5 people that like that kind of flavor enough to eat them all.
No. But for $6, 12 pieces of chicken isn't bad, but.
I mean. That's why it's craveable, bro. That's why it's craveable. If I'm driving and I see a Domino's, I'm like, oh, they got that specialty chicken?
Yeah. All right.
You want to eat that while you're driving?
Yeah, I don't know if I'd go with that.
I like spicy.
Oh, dude. I hope you spill it all over your car. It smells like it for weeks.
Yeah.
let's get out of here. Thanks, everybody, for joining us. Braden,
thank you for having me, Truman.
Of course. Braden, where can we find you? Do you want anything you want to shout out? All right. off the grid.
Discord.
I know the other three of us have stuff to shout out. Chase, where can we find you at if we want to hear more from you?
On Twitter, at TTV Home Run Chase. Home Run Chase on Twitch. And other places that you can find off of those sites.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Owen, where can we find you?
As always, you can find me at twitch.tv/domination7. Twitter with the same name, and that's DahminAtion7.
Nice. And I've heard that you do a really nice sports podcast on Tuesdays.
Yeah, called Tuesdays at 7:30, actually, with this one guy. He kind of doesn't really like spicy, like chicken poppers, but he does like the cheese, and he does have good hair.
So my hair is bad right now. My hair is too long right now. But
that looks like a mop. Sorry, Owen. I cannot agree with you.
I know, dude. I don't know what's going on.
For those living at home, Truman did not have that great of hair today.
No. Bad day. Bad hair day today.
As long as the girlfriend likes it, right?
Right. That's all that really matters. Yeah. And of course, I have been Truman Steen, the Steam Machine, on Twitch and Twitter. That's STEHNMACHINE. All one word. Twitch.tv, Twitter.com. And like we said, we do the sports podcast. We've got more Grubbuds coming up later in the week. We got Grubbuds coming up on Wednesday. We're doing dips. Grubbuds on Fridays. We're drinking beer. Flim Flam Man, our new game show is on Saturday. Dom, That's True on Tuesday. And the Dom, That's True pregame for the Super Bowl on Sunday for the big game preview on Sunday. I think that's all the stuff we got to shout out. It's the Super Week. It's the Steam Machine Super Week. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. We will see you guys next week. No. We'll see you guys
Wednesday.
Thank you.
Come on. You just stalk your schedule. All right.
Bye, guys.
You already forgot.
We've had enough of this nonsense.